We now have a sweet change of pace.
Well, there you go.
Michelle Miller is here joining us now by herself.
By myself.
And why don't you tell us the story of why you're by yourself?
Our sitters have been felled by the evil, I think it's norovirus, this nasty stomach flu that's going around. And then the other one has strep. Hi, Leah and Becca. Hope you're feeling better. And then we have a whole long line of, you know, pinch hitters. But one's in Ireland, one's has a birthday, one's having a baby. So we're just kind of running out of sitters.
Well, at least the norovirus hasn't hit your family.
Oh, we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So Jim's driving around summer with the boys in the truck, and then I'll take the boys, and he'll go down and do our gig in Tofty tonight. So it's the season for sickness.
Yeah, this was to have been Jim and Michelle Miller coming in to see us a little bit, apropos of or just prior to their gig down at Bluefin, right?
Right, yep.
And tonight at 8.
I think it was 8. Oh, gosh, that's terrible, 7? Isn't it? I think it's 8 to 10, yep.
Yeah, and you just heard the story. It's Michelle here, and tag team, she's going to tag off to Jim after this, take the kids, and Jim is going to be booking down to Bluefin to do the gig.
Yes, and bless his heart, Andy Schmidt is going to back him up with some awesome picking and leads, so
oh, nice.
Good on Andy, he's awesome.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, you were here, I think it was last summer, was it, when you were last here, or was it even longer ago than that?
No, I think it was, we were here with another band, with my kids, and
that's true. I don't think I was here when you were here with your big Fill the Room band.
Yeah, and then I think Jim
but,
and I did
but
the
you
spring,
and Jim
yeah.
were here. Oh, yeah. That was way back in the spring, huh?
I think last, so, yeah, last fun drive or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably. Well, tell us what you've been up to since then.
Well, we've been doing, you know, there's so many awesome bands around here. So we've been doing some gigs around town and then mixing it up with a couple other people, too. And we played the Opry recently, which was just fun. Bill Hansen jumped in and joined us. And so it's just fun. I've been having fun playing with other people, too, because it's just nice to mix
I noticed
it up.
There were all kinds of configurations of your family, in a way.
Yeah. Well, and then and there's so many other friends up here, too. Everybody's so good about jumping in, I think, and doing stuff with other people. So.
But tonight is just you.
Just me. Yeah.
And you're here to tell us what kind of stuff are you going to do for us
tonight? Really interesting, because there's a bunch of songs that that I really don't ever sing because it's not always something that Jim and I do. And then, so there's some Irish stuff thrown in that I have to twist his arm to play, which he does sometimes and usually not.
Well, he's anti-Irish?
He just doesn't have an Irish bone in his body. So and then just some old country and a couple that I wrote maybe if we have time. So, yeah.
All right.
Should be fun.
What are you going to start us off with?
This is actually one we did at the Opry, and this is a song I grew up hearing. It's a favorite of mine, and I think my dad might be listening in, and I know it's a favorite of his. I heard Jim Reeves do this the first time. Let me just get my guitar right. So we'll give it a try. It's called Waiting for a Train. Miles and miles away from home, sleeping in the rain. I walked up to the brakeman to give him a line of talk. He says, if you've got money, I'll see that you don't walk. Well, I haven't got a nickel, not a penny could I show. Get off, you railroad bum. He slammed the boxcar door. Well, he put me off in Texas, a place I dearly love. Wide, wide open spaces, the moon and stars heavens above, nobody seemed to want me or lend a helping hand. 1,000 miles away from home, going back to Dixieland. No blankets gather around me to keep me from the rain. 1,000 miles away from home, waiting for a train. All around the water tank, sleeping in the cold. 1,000 miles away from home, waiting, growing old. I haven't got a nickel, not a penny to my name. 1,000 miles away from home, waiting for a train.
Oh, that was sweet. That's very nice.
Thank you.
Do you do much solo performing?
No.
That's very,
no.
Really nice. You
well,
have
thank
a
you.
Nice, sweet voice. And a 1,000 miles from home, you were talking about somebody going to Ireland.
Yes. Yeah. I actually sent my daughter, Maria, off to Ireland. What day was it? It was on Wednesday. She got sidelined by that. I'm fiddling with my headphones because all of a sudden my voice disappeared in my headphones. There we go.
Oh. Well, that's that guy over there. I know. Did that too.
I just all of a sudden went, whoa, I was a pillow on my head. She went to Ireland for 2 years. She'll be in Northern Ireland in Belfast.
Wow.
And, I wrote a song. We'll see if I can get through it tonight.
Okay.
So the snow, that great big snowstorm that happened on the East Coast, she was supposed to fly through Newark. So she was one of the 12,000 flights that got canceled and was rescheduled for Wednesday. So
wow.
She flew out in another snowstorm out of Thunder Bay on Wednesday, which was interesting as a mom, watching them de-ice the plane.
Oh, yeah. That's scary.
Yeah, but she made
they got to know what they're doing. That's what I always figure. Well,
I
they
know.
Must know what they're
doing. It's not confidence-inspiring when the guy comes out with a bucket and starts hosing down the plane.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
So. Hey, it's...
And we're talking live in the studio with Michelle Miller, who's here to tell us a little bit about what she's been up to and sing us a lot of songs. Now, your daughter has been in here too, of course, Maria.
Yep.
And she plays solo.
She mostly does a lot of solo stuff. She'll come and play with us every once in a while, and we'll all just thank her.
What's the name of your kind of family and friends group?
Our family band from long ago with Jack and Maria and I was called Wild Mountain Time.
Hmm.
And then when we threw together my son Jack's wife, Hannah, and then a couple other friends, Pat Flack, and sometimes Andy and Amy jump in, but we turned that into a band called Wildberry Jam. So
Wildberry Jam.
Wildberry Jam.
That's right.
And we played some Gunflint Tavern gigs this summer, and mm-hmm. that was just really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, Jack is a real talented guy.
He is.
I've had a chance to.
He's a keeper. You've had a chance to work with him.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Jack, she's talking about is Jack Nicolay, and he was one of the cast members of Death of a Salesman, the little scene we did at the Playhouse 45th anniversary celebration. That was a lot of fun. And
that's right. You were cutting out of this show for that early, I remember.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You had a hall pass to work with Jack.
I missed that night. We had a gig going on.
So. They did a great job.
Sounds like a real musical family. Give us an idea, like an average day when the kids were at home. You know, let's say 10, 12 years ago.
Well, we homeschooled, which made things a lot easier. And, we had a piano in the house, and everybody, you know, could play when they wanted to. And but Jack picked up a penny whistle. I bought a penny whistle to try to learn it. The history of our family is I always buy an instrument to try to learn it myself, and then the kids like sneak away with it and get really good on it, and I never see it again. So I bought a penny whistle, and Jack became this, you know, kid on his bed, laying there, 9 years old, playing like Peter Pan, you know, playing his penny whistle. And then we had a guitar, and everybody learned to play
guitar, but Maria wanted to play her own instrument, so she found the Bowron and began to play Irish drum. So we thought, you know, what the heck, we'll go out and learn a few tunes. And we played the Cascade, was the first time we played, and the kids were just wee little kids then, which was really fun. Mm. So I mean, most of it was practice and gritting your teeth. It wasn't this wonderful idyllic thing where it's like, oh, let's all sit around the piano. And it was, let's get this practice done now. So, but we laugh about it now. We had a lot of good memories of gritting our teeth and learning songs. So
it was a lot of Irish influence, it sounds like. Is that come from you? Or
I love Irish music. Mm-hmm. I know that every once in a while, yeah, you find something, it just really kind of speaks to you. And so for me, I just had CD after CD that we'd listen to. And so, which is kind of fun, that the next song I'm going to sing is my all-time favorite Irish song. And what's fun about it is it's called The Star of the County Down. And where Maria was the first time she was there was in County Down, in a little town called Ross Trevor. And I was so privileged to be able to fly back there and see her while she was still there this spring. So I've also been in County Down. And anyway, it just happens to be one of my favorite songs. And if Eric Hahn or Tom Van Cleve were here, because they do the Frozen Bridges, they'd get a kick out of this, because it actually switches from a jig to a reel halfway through the song. And we'll see if I can make that happen. So,
all right, let's hear it.
One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. That's the beginning. Here we go. Near Battenbridge Town in the County Down, one evening in last July, down a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so neat in her two bare feet and the sheen of her nut-brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, I had to shake myself to be sure I was standing there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. As she onward sped, sure I scratched my head, and I looked with a feeling rare. Says I to a passerby, who's your one with the nut-brown hair? He smiled at me and he says he, she's the gem of old Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bond, she's the star of the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. She'd a soft brown eye and she looked so sly, and a smile like the rose in June. She held each note from her auburn throat as she lilted lamenting tunes. At the pattern dance you'd be in a trance as she skipped through a jig or a reel. In her eyes she'd roll as she'd lift her soul, and your heart she would lightly steal. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town, indeed I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. At the harvest fair she'll surely be there, and I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my hat cocked bright and my shoes shone bright, and a smile from a nut-brown rose. No horse I'll yoke, no pipe I'll smoke, till the rust in my plow turn brown. I'll smile and ride at the fireside, it's the star of the County Down. Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town, like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. No maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down.
That was Michelle Miller with her favorite Irish tune, and a little Irish geography lesson was contained within that.
That's right. Tune. Yes. All over
the name
map.
Of the County Down?
It's the name County Down, yes.
Kind of like County Cork?
Yeah, we'd probably, if we did it the way they did, we'd call it County Cook here instead of Cook County. So, yeah.
Excuse me, you're going to have to talk a little bit, Dave, because my...
Yeah, I'll get you a lozenge. Yeah, well, I could come up with something.
Well, I was so intrigued in listening to Michelle that, you know, my voice just shut down.
No problem, Dick. It's an intriguing discussion. I'd like to touch on my 60s rock theme of the night. You know, I talked with Rick Shefchik that wrote this book about the Trashman and the Bird and all these crazy tunes from the 60s. Did any of that influence the Family Clan? Did you guys ever dabble in rock and roll? What are your impressions of rock?
You know, I listened to old rock and roll, like Beach Boys, and I mean, that's not that old, but Everly Brothers, Beach Boys, Elvis, sorry.
That's who these guys were listening to, though.
Yeah, and that was, I liked that stuff. Yeah. I really did, and I am so sorry that I don't have any rock and roll for you. You said that, I was like, oh, man.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way.
This is going to be a disappointment.
No, I'm looking for your perspective on this, Michelle.
Well.
Where I think you nailed it, where you had the same influences when you mentioned these guys, Elvis and Everly's and the Chuck Berry's and the Buddy Holly's, probably of the late 50s, mm-hmm. was like when music really started to diverge.
And it's really interesting because what I loved about some of that rock and roll was actually the bluesy, kind of bluesy gospel stuff that even Elvis would pull in. And
R&B.
Yeah. And so it's interesting what really speaks to you. Jim would be the real great 70s rock, you know, 60s, 70s rock dude to be talking to
right now. We'll get him in later.
Yeah.
Now, what about, what was I going to ask, Bob Dylan?
Well, this is so funny. I never listened to Bob Dylan. I have a good friend, Scott Benson, who's like Bob Dylan's, I don't know, history dude. You know, he could do a whole documentary on Bob Dylan. But
should write a book.
He should.
We'll have him on.
So I never thought I liked him. And then as we started pulling Bob Dylan songs out, I've just fallen in love with so many of his tunes, although I did find he's quite the stealer of folk tunes, which is awesome.
Oh,
because,
yes.
Folk tunes are, you know, they can be repackaged and
but he was a student of folk tunes. I mean, that he spent a lot of years, early years.
Only because he didn't succeed as a rock and roller, though. If you get the true story, I'm sure your buddy would know this, how he started out, you know, Bobby Zimmerman, as a keyboardist.
Really?
And he wanted to be in these, like a Duluth audition he went to for a Twin Cities rock band in like 62 or something. And they said, who is this kid? All he's got is the key of C. Get him out of here. Like he couldn't have failed harder at his first entry into the music scene.
I did not know that.
As a, I think it was the key of C that just drove everybody nuts. But
That's funny.
Minnesota music, it's got its roots. And you do a great job of presenting the Cook County scene and the, you know, what's happening up on the North Shore here and now. It's continually evolving, isn't it?
It is.
Have you got some original works?
I do have one song, so well, I have a couple, but I don't know what kind of time frame you guys are on, so you'll have to give me a clue.
Well,
but
we got
time for
7 minutes.
Let's do two more.
All right. Well, I'm going to do this one then. This is called it's called Away to Me, and I wrote I have cried through this song like 6 times. I wrote this just 2 nights ago, and so I wrote it after I put Maria on this plane, and it's the middle of a snowstorm. And the good thing about Thunder Bay is it's small enough that you can still watch the planes like hit the air. Mm-hmm. The bad thing about Thunder Bay is it's small enough that you can still watch the planes hit the air. So I was in tears, and her plane actually disappeared into the snow within like 12 feet. So anyway, I went home and, you know, sang and cried and wrote this song. It's supposed to be sung slowly, but I'm going to sing it faster so that it don't tear up tonight. But it's called Away to Me. And it's a reference to a shepherding term, which means to send, you know, it's a sheepdog, but you send it out and away and then it comes back. Yeah. And we do that with our kids all the time. We send them out first on the slide at the playground and come back to me. And eventually it's bigger and bigger circles. So I'll give this a try. Here we go. Away to me,
away to me I send you, and up in snow and stars you fly. Singing ever, singing pretty songs across the sea, will be a while again till you come by. It'll be a while again till you come by. I've seen the stars dissolve to red and golden light of dawning, blazing river in the sky. My heart is winging with you somewhere in that morning region. My heart will wait till you come by. My heart is here till you come by. Away to me, away to me I send you, and up in snow and stars you fly. Singing ever, singing pretty songs across the sea, you'll be a while again till you come by. It'll be a while again till you come by. So I'm singing in a place where you're not, singing strangely, singing air and time and sky. Singing pieces of your heart into my own heart, knowing you're out there somewhere singing mine. You're out there somewhere singing mine. Away to me, away to me I send you, and up in snow and stars you fly. Singing ever, singing pretty songs across the sea, you'll be a while again till you come by. It'll be a while again till you come by.
Michelle Miller singing a song of her own.
You just
about
came up with that?
Sending her daughter.
Just wrote it the other night with a lot of tears.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that 2 years
tears
will go by
tears,
quickly.
But yeah.
I
oh, yeah.
You.
It's mostly just missing the stuffing out of her, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good dedication out there. Maybe she could stream it. I think if we archive this, she can hear it.
I think so, because it's like midnight over there right now, yeah. So she couldn't stream it. Yeah,
but we'll definitely have this on our home Roadhouse archive.
Awesome.
Well, we are wrapping things up with Michelle Miller and her lovely folk interpretations. And Dick's going to be talking next with Jason Rice of the Sled Dog, John Barry Sled Dog Race. We had him on about 6:20. So, excuse me, we're at 6:20. What about one last hit, Michelle?
Sure. Well, this is one that I never get to sing because when we sing in the band, Amy Schmidt does an amazing job with this song, so I just sing harmony on it, but it's so fun, and I thought I'd give it a try tonight. It's called Red Clay Halo, and it's a Gillian Welch tune.
Well, the girls all dance with the boys from the city, but they don't care to dance with me. Well, it ain't my fault that the fields are muddy and the red clay stains my feet. It's under my nails and it's under my collar and it shows on Sunday clothes. Though I do my best with the soap and the water, that darn old dirt won't go. When I pass through the pearly gates, will my gown be gold instead, or just a red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head. It's mud in spring and it's dust in the summer and a rose in crimson tide. Till the trees and leaves and the cows are the color of the dirt on the mountainside. But when I pass through the pearly gates, will my gown be gold instead? Or just a red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head? Now Jordan's banks are red and muddy and the rolling water is white. But I got no boat, I'll be good and muddy when I get to the other side. But when I pass through the pearly gates, will my gown be gold instead? Or just a red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head? Just a red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head.
Michelle Miller, thank you so much for bringing your lovely music to us.
Oh, thanks for having me in.